At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Welcome to Lies, Changes, Truth. I'm your host, BK Blessed, and in this podcast, we dig deep into the stories we tell ourselves, the lies we've been told, the changes we make, and the truths we uncover along the way. Life is a journey, a constant evolution from one version of ourselves to the next. But what happens when the stories we've been telling ourselves no longer serve us? When the lies we believed, whether from others or from within, hold us back from becoming our truest selves? The Bible tells us in John 8:32, "And you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." Each episode will explore how truth can free us from the lies and false narratives we've been holding on to. Every episode, we explore personal transformation and challenge the narratives that keep us stuck. Whether you're navigating self-doubt, facing lies others have told you, making changes for the better, or searching for your truth, this is the place for you. So let's dive in and start our journey of truth together.
Green. Stop searching for the miracle and be the miracle. This ain't gonna be lyrical, this is straight facts. Stop waiting on the change and be the change. This ain't new news, this go way back. Stop waiting on someone to get it for you, go get it for yourself. Take your pride back. If God is your motivator, then you can do all things. Believe that. My power is divine, every line aligned with the higher power, receive that.
What's up, guys, beautiful souls? I hope your day is going well and you're feeling genuinely blessed. I pray today brings you peace, healing, and wisdom. You know, I was just thinking, if kindness was a currency, most of us would be filthy rich in the streets, but we'd be broke at home. I want you to think about that. Yeah, we smile at strangers. We hold open doors and say, "Have a blessed day." And that's the people we barely know. But when it comes to our family and our closest friends, the people who've been there through thick and thin, we play them short, dismissive, and unappreciative. We assume they'll always be there. So we stop giving them the same kindness we give to the outside world. Anyway, welcome back to another episode of Lies, Changes, Truth. You know who I am. I'm your host, BK Blessed. And today's episode is titled, "The People Closest to Us Deserve Better." I want to begin with this fundamental truth. Our closest relationships are mirrors, reflecting our truest selves. And it's here where we can be naked and vulnerable. And that's why we should handle our loved ones with care. Why is it that we could be so kind and patient to people we barely know, but have the shortest fuse with the ones who we claim to love the most? We snap at them, ignore them, and take them for granted. We act like their love is guaranteed, like they'll always be there no matter what. But here's the truth. Love may be unconditional, but relationships are not. You can't keep treating the people closest to you like they're worthless and expect them to stay. You don't get to decide how someone else feels about the way you treat them. You might think you're being loving, but if they feel unseen and unheard or unappreciated, that is their reality. And Jesus didn't just love us when it was convenient. He didn't just show kindness to the people who deserved it. He chose to love, even when it was hard, even when people didn't appreciate it.
and even when they rejected him. So let me ask you, how are you loving the people closest to you? Are you showing them grace the way God shows you grace? Are you choosing patience instead of irritation? Are you giving them your best or just what's left over? Romans 12:10 says, be devoted to one another in love. Honor one another above yourselves. That means we should be putting effort into making the people in our lives feel valued. Because at the end of the day, it won't matter how many strangers thought you were kind if the people in your own house feel neglected. And we don't get a free pass to mistreat the people closest to us just because they love us. Real love requires effort. Because love isn't just a feeling, it's an action. It's a choice, a responsibility. And yet, we fall into the trap of thinking our good intentions are enough. We assumed our loved ones know we loved them, so we don't put in the effort to show it. But I want to tell you, love unexpressed can feel like love withheld. 1 Corinthians 13:4 through 5 says, love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. It does not dishonor others. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrongs. Yeah. Our loved ones see us without our masks. It's the most beautiful and sometimes the most terrifying. They are witnesses to our strengths and our flaws. I mean, they see us at our highest and our lowest. Sometimes that love feels uncomfortable, especially when we're trying to hide our feelings. That's when we get defensive and lash out, projecting our own insecurities. It's because we're upset with ourselves. So we scream those feelings onto the ones closest to us, using them as emotional outlets for our frustrations. And I'm not saying this to condemn anyone. I'm saying because if we were all honest, we know we've all been there. That we're all guilty. Thinking our intentions should count more than our actions. So let me ask you, what would change in your life if you treated your loved ones with the same patience and kindness you give to strangers? If we're really trying to grow, we gotta change the way we show up for the people in our lives. Because like I said, love is not automatic, it's intentional. I wanna talk about a few reasons why we tend to hurt the ones we love the most. Number one, we get too comfortable. And we assume they'll always be there, so we stop trying. But no one wants to feel taken for granted. And number two, somehow we hold it together for everyone else. But we unleash our stress and our frustration on the people who love us unconditionally. But love isn't a punching bag. And number three, we assume love can survive without effort. But everything that grows needs to be nurtured. And relationships are no different. So how do we change? Pay attention to how you speak to your loved ones. Would you accept that treatment from someone else? And apologize when necessary. A real apology, not just, I'm sorry, but a commitment to do better. And be present. Put that phone down. Make eye contact. Listen without trying to rush the conversation. And pray for transformation. because real change starts from within. Ask God to soften your heart and to give you the wisdom to love better. Jesus said in John 13:34, a new command I give you, love one another as I have loved you. So you must love one another. Think about it. If your best friend only called you when they needed something, or if your spouse never spoke kindly to you, if your parents never encouraged you, only criticized you, how would that feel? The people closest to us need the best of us, not just what's left over. After we've given the rest of the world our patience and our kindness and our understanding, ask yourself, Who do I take for granted in my life? Who do I talk to with more criticism than kindness? Who do I assume will always be there no matter how I treat them? And then ask yourself, would I want to be on the receiving end of my own behavior? This might get uncomfortable, but we know growth is never easy. Proverbs 27:17, as iron sharpens iron, so one person sharpens another. That means sometimes we need to confront those rough edges. We have to be willing to do the work. So here's my challenge for you this week. Do one intentional thing for someone you love. Maybe it's sending a text or email voicing your appreciation. Maybe it's sitting down and having a real conversation without distractions. Or maybe it's just saying, I love you and I appreciate you. Because the truth is, relationships do require effort. And if you want to live in truth, we have to stop treating our loved ones like they'll always be there, no matter what. We have to practice empathy, putting ourselves in our loved one's shoes. That allows us to see situations from their perspective, helping us to gain understanding and compassion. See, love is the little things, checking in, spending quality time, putting the phone down so you could be present. Your loved ones deserve your best energy. Not just what's left over. Speak life into them. Not just small talk. Make them feel valued, not just tolerated. I want you to treat your loved ones like they are the most important people in your life. Because they are. As always, thank you for joining me on Lives Changes Truth. I'm your host, BK Blessed. And I hope today's episode gave you something to think about. If this resonated with you, share it with someone who might need to hear it. And don't forget to connect with me on Facebook at Lies Changes Truth and on Instagram at Lies_Changes_Truth. Until next time, stay blessed, stay present, and stay you.
Time. This is your life. You're gonna be alright. You're gonna be alright. Be a motivator. Be an innovator. Be the best you. Block out the haters. Winners fail and fail. But a failure quits. Go through the fire. Cause your path is lit. You'll get through the pain. It might hurt a bit. That's how you get your weight up. So move all these mountains. Knock down these walls. And break all these bricks. Don't let the devil fool you. See through the tricks. Can you feel the power? Yeah, you getting stronger. Can you make it through? Yeah, you got through harder. See, the time is now. Can't wait no longer. Cast out the fears. No more paranoia. This is destiny. Time to grab a hold. This is meant to be. Time to let it go. Believe in yourself. God's in control. This the realest thing I ever wrote to whom it may concern. This is your life. This is your time. You're gonna be alright. You're gonna be alright. Follow God's plan, follow His light. gonna be alright, you gonna be alright. Have no fear, cause he's right here. You gonna be alright, you gonna be alright. This is your time, this is your life. You gonna be alright, you gonna be alright.